Hi, my name is Neville Leo. I'm from A3, and today I'm going to be saying a persuasive speech on why palm oil mass production should be halted immediately, and why you should support that. Okay, so first let's look at what palm oil is, right? It is one of the most efficient and widely used vegetable oils that come from the fruit of oil palm trees, right? And so they're used in Nutella, treats, you've got everything. They're used in Oreos, shampoo, soap bars, everywhere. Most of the people who use palm oil don't even know that it's in their products, right? And so the thing is, palm oil itself isn't bad. The tree isn't bad. It's just that the way that they're produced, okay? Like, you've got small stakeholders, right, who have small plantations for palm oil, right? And they account for only about 10% of the actual production of palm oil around the world. And that's because that other 90% is people who are burning down ancient rainforests. They're chopping down everything, they're burning everything, contributing to climate change so that they can plant this palm oil. And that's because the demand for palm oil has skyrocketed in the past few years just because the production of the treats and everything that's using this palm oil is skyrocketing. And so with that coming to mind, then a lot of people, with their greed, what they do is they burn down all these ancient rainforests, and so contributing to climate change, which is definitely not good for the world. And so a lot of the reasons that somehow they can still get away with this is because the government is corrupt. And now I say this because there are actually facts that show that the government is corrupt. Let's talk about Harrison Ford, okay? He went over to Java, okay, to a part of Sumatra where there was mass burning of ancient rainforest, right? And so, like, you couldn't even see, like, it was so much haze. And so he confronted one of the government officials, actually the nation nature minister. And now that nation nature minister, all he could say to Harrison Ford, based on all of the research and all the facts that Harrison Ford told him, all he could say is that, "Oh, we've just tasted freedom, and now we're a free country. We can do what we want." And so, afterwards, guess what the government did? Okay? This corrupt government. What they did is that they threatened to deport Harrison Ford because he confronted that minister. Okay? And so, basically, the government is corrupt. And what it's saying is that the government isn't gonna do anything for palm oil production. Okay? All they're gonna do is they're gonna soak up in all their greed, and what they're gonna do is that they're gonna keep on mass producing palm oil, whatever the consequences. Right? Okay, so like the stakeholders of palm oil, you've got palm oil growers, you've got palm oil traders, you've got companies making these consumer goods, there are organizations protecting the environment and the workers, as well as banks and retail chain stores, right? Most of these people, they don't even know, palm oil growers, they know where their stuff is coming from. But then you've got the companies that make these consumer goods. They don't know where the palm oil comes from, okay? They don't know how much they use, okay? And you've got And like there's this thing called the RSPO. It's a company. No, it's like more like a group of palm oil stakeholders, if you could say that. It stands for a Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil, and it's kind of like a symbol for where people come to solve their problems because it's a round table and it's for sustainable palm oil. And what they said is that there should be fair working conditions, local people's land and rights protective, no clearing of primary forests, wildlife on plantations are protected, greenhouse gas emissions reduced, industrial pollution minimized, right? And so far, there has been nothing. There's been nothing to stop that. Okay, the RSPO is probably being stopped by the government, and they haven't done anything basically. Okay, 20% of the world's palm oil is certified by the RSPO. Only 20%. That means that the other 80% of the palm oil being made is from burning down forests and mass plantations being made from dead forests, right? And another point of why mass production should be halted immediately on palm oil. Like, children as young as 8 years old have been working on palm oil plantations. Most of them were helping their parents in the afternoons after attending school on weekends and holidays. And that's because that their pays are so minimum wage up for their parents that their children have to skip school and stop school just to help their parents to earn money, to eat food, okay? And look at this. What the RSPO should be doing is that they should be making laws to make sure the companies producing palm oil stop clearing forests to plant palm trees, okay? And that's talking about mass production. They should also make laws to make sure the companies producing palm oil are fairly treating the people impacted, such as indigenous people, workers, and children. Look at this. Indigenous people, they are being wildly affected by the palm oil because for them to actually execute their traditional traditions, basically, they have to search farther and wider to find their ingredients, all their stuff, just because all the forest, all their native land is being burned down. Okay? The only point that the RSPO and all these governments have to do is that they actually have to enforce these laws by making sure the companies that are, mass producing palm oil and burning down trees, is that they actually have to be punished if they break the law. Even if there are hard, solid facts to prove that companies are not being fair and they're also mass burning these rainforests, the government is just going to back them up, right? And they're going to wipe their slate clean. Okay? What people need to understand is that this job won't do itself, okay? We all have to contribute to actually stopping mass production of palm oil immediately, okay? Maybe it'll take longer, but still, we have to stop it. What people need to understand is that climate change won't stop. It won't stop for us. It's not on our time. We are running on borrowed time for our Earth right here. Okay? What we need to do? We have to enforce these laws. We have to stop this immediately. Okay? Honestly, the governments are corrupt, but what the government needs is its people. And if those people
Riot.
stand up for what's right, then the government will have to comply. Okay? Why does fairness and development matter? Okay, then why do laws matter? Because laws are placed there to be fair and for the development of the country so that that country can be fair, can be proper, and can prosper from fairness and so that it can develop. But no, what are laws for now? It's just so that people and policemen can somehow enforce
People
to listen to them. Okay? Thank you, and I hope this persuasive speech has persuaded you to stop and to help stop the mass production of palm oil, and that's especially in Indonesia and all around the world. Thank you very much.